Alessandro Cruz. Yes. This is reggae music. This is 1998. May. We are in the month of May. May is going away tomorrow. Right now, I want to say respect goes out to a beautiful lady among you, Dr. Caroline Avalon, and my beautiful daughter who traveled all the way from New York to join her, is here tonight to share this moment with us. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for these people. Remember, you know, each and every Monday, listen to KKUP, Friday, Thursday night at midnight. Because reggae music, and it's the music with the message. I sure you don't only come to dance the music, you come to get the message. That's why tonight is a special night for us all, for all of us. But right now, I want to say, Ogun and Ogun is for us to dwell together every time in love and unity. Because love is like a precious ointment upon our eternal body. Even here on the veil through the skirt of his garment is the Jew of Hermon, Joseph from the Mount of Zion. Hear the Lord, O God, yeah, Rastafari. Come on, this blessing to shout about each and every one. Ladies and gentlemen, showtime! Are you ready? Out of Jamaica, on stage, please welcome the Salamanic Reggae Star. Come on!
Thank you.
gathering across this room right now. Are you ready to reggae? Out of Jamaica, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the stage to Groove Cause Psalms.
You.
Oh, I can't hear you. How do you feel it right now? There we go. There we go. Do you want to hear some more of songs? Want more? Want some more? Want some more? Come on, give it up! Once more for Sarah! Tonight, to participate in this wonderful moment with all of us. I want you tonight, all the people that are in Palookaville tonight, be aware of this Bonavailo message. I want you to listen each and every sound and observe and think about it. Because I'll be hearing from you on the radio station KKUP on Monday. You can call up and tell us what you think about the Bonavailo show this coming Monday. We hope to hear from you, okay? Remember, KKUP 91.5 on your FM dial. For reggae music, because it's the music with the message. Do you get the message? Ladies and gentlemen, I have to make a little adjustment. I'll be back on stage with Bonavailo for you, okay? So get yourself together. Thank you. man tell you, get David crazy song. And in this time of fighting, because his reign on earth is now, he come to break the oppression and to set the captive free. He come to stamp away transgression and to rule equality. Equality and justice come for all. All who know that the wicked kingdom must fall. So let your hands and arms be pure and clean to run around to red, gold and green. Sankatu, are you ready to reggae? All from the land of Jamaica, from the east of Jamaica, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome on stage the legendary
thank you. Christian.
Even in the lonely parts of the country.
beginning, there was but one concept. And that's the concept of I'm
thanks. Every time. Every time. It feels so good. It's getting better and better and better every time. Every time that the reggae family come together, it feels better. I know that this is the population. This is the population that is going to be chosen to carry on over into the new millennium. Because we are the generation of truth, the generation of light, and the generation of life. While Gentiles prepare for war, the children of the new millennium prepare to dance. Every time, yes. Keep the fire burning. Hot. Thank you. homeland and their loved ones. A people stripped of their rights, their sanity, their dignity, and their liberty. And by the cruel and presumptuous hands of the colonial and the imperialistic slaves, they were called into the West. Their sweat, their tears, and their pain. They have built the great cities of Babylon only to be paid with the wages of the taskmaster's whip, torture, and shame. This is like the beginning or the commencement of a new beginning, because we know that the unification of all nations is what we should strive for every time. We see before us as we have the League of Nations, as we have the United Nations. But the motto or the language for a United Nation and the League of Nations is to beat our war tools into plowshares and pruning hooks and study war no more. We have reason to struggle. We have reason to liberate ourselves from the warmongers who go about and pick a fight so as to send the good children of the Most High to die in their wars. And at the end of the day, there is no victory. Because in the midst of victory, there is so much humiliation, so much sorrow, so much weeping, so much mourning, that why should we war and die when we can come together and fail? Liberation is the order of the day. Every nation struggles for liberation. So we're going to do this track called Liberation, and I want everyone to join in the chorus, because we have reason to know that we are struggling for a liberation of some sort. Set it! we have to find ourselves in a kind of situation where our children must come to know that we stood for something that was right. We know that there has been a lot of teachings, a lot of complexes, a lot of inferiority and superiority isms, a lot of racial schisms, and we know that we have outlived all these isms and schisms and have found ourselves to be civilized human beings. In this time, in this dispensation of time. And we also know by now that there is a creator. All things were not made by themselves. Just like man is responsible for so many different inventions, so is someone responsible to create the mold that makes the mold. Jah Rastafari, without any apology, because I and I know that he chose to make us human beings, because we are not dogs, we are not cows, we are not goats, but we represent the sheep of his pasture, which means in his eyes we are all sheep. And with that, it makes no difference of what color, or what class, or whatever, as long as all the principles that govern you govern me. So, we live in a serious time, a very, very serious time, and we have decisions to make. And we have to make our decisions positive so that we can be comfortable to know that the history will show that we made the right decision. Seriously. The most dangerous thing that exists in the world today is
you got to stay, stay up.
oppressed against the oppressors, then they're all safe. Because he wore long hair, as he wore a beard, and as we know that his image and his likeness is that of the Father who sent him. And he said to us, follow him, and he will make us fishers of men. And I and I should know what is the true meaning of the dreadlock, Nazarene. Because a lot of people think it's a style and a fashion. But it has a meaning, and that meaning has a sacred connection and a very biblical and historical one. It comes from as far as we can remember, that the dreadlock Rastaman has been on creation from such time until this time and until such time. And so this song was designed to identify the Rastaman, because we have never seen the image of a bald head Jesus yet. We have no doubts in our mind. When we gather together, this is the kind of wedding. We remember 2,000 years later, as we travel through the passage of time, there came among us yet another Nazarene, and he too left us with a legacy of one love, one heart. Let's come together and make it right. I'm talking about Brother Bob Marley. Let's hear for Brother Bob Marley. And I'm sure that Brother Bob Marley was here in the flesh tonight. I'm sure he would say, a one, a two, a one, a two.
Yeah.
Anthony, and the rapper Mr. Marley. Let's hear it out here for Brother Bob Marley out there. And we'd like to pay a little honor and respect unto the sisters, unto the daughters, unto the mothers, unto the women who cry.
In the ghetto.
Let's be honored unto the original whale, brother Bob Marley. We know that he left us with such a legacy that we are sure that this is Bob Marley with us. It's another chapter in the new Bible. The new Bible, which will bring to all creation the true knowledge of who the Creator truly is. We know that all the sheep are looking for the shepherd. And the shepherd knoweth the sheep. And the sheep knoweth the master's voice. And when the shepherd calls the sheep, every sheep will answer. And Bob Marley is one of those who have led the path to the shepherd. So let's hear it out there again for Brother Bob Marley out there. And we will never forget, we will never forget that one time ago in Jamaica, when you smoke this clip, you could be penalized by the law, and you could be sent into prison for having arrested. But we have lived to see in our time and in our dispensation where the hemp, which is the same ganja, which is the same sensimilla, which is the same indica, and the hemp we find in the stores today, legitimate products made from the garden, from the seeds, and from the pulp of the tree. We find soap, we find lotion, skin lotion, we find oil, we find butter, and we find tea, we find even fabrics that is made from hemp. And yet, if you are found with a little spirit, you will still go to jail. Although you go over to the store and buy your oil and your lotion, and that's legitimate. But your little spirit, that's a crime. Well, we never forget the man that said, legalize it. We'll never forget that man, because he too left us with a legacy. And he left us with reasons to struggle for what we believe, which is right, and which is good for us. And he pointed out that he would advertise us. Only, unfortunately, that he is not physically here to advertise. But as we drive along the highways, we look and we see the billboards that has a stamp called Peter Tosh. Legalize. Yeah.
Created the food
which is the spirit of the life which he giveth unto every living substance. And the food is the staff of life. Then man should never die, because food never dies. As long as there is heat, which is the sun, as long as there is air, which is the wind, and as long as there is water, which is the rain, and the rivers, and the springs, and the brooks, then we must have life. And the source of life giveth more life. Because if we eat of the food of life, then we can never die. And this is a practice that we have not yet, really and truly put ourselves within this practice of eating the kind of food that we know that preserves the temple. Not the food that is advertised on the television, of course, but the one that is sold in the health food stores. Those are the herbs that is there to restore the life and the strength and the youthfulness of man so that he can live. Because it is written, not until a man is like unto a child before he can be worthy to enter into the kingdom of Jah. So we're going to stay with the good herbs for a while. The healing of the nation. As we read in the Revelation, that its leaves are for the healing of all nations. Send to the coming.
Smoke. What do you have? Living in it. Put on the dance floor. We shall sing praises unto his name.
The singers went before, and the players of instruments followed out. And then came the dancers. So, we're gonna keep on rocking. We're gonna keep on moving. We're gonna keep on standing. Sit! Is the Dada of all Dadas. We're going to stay in the dance hall. We know that there are certain rhythms that you know. As soon as you hear those rhythms, it gets your dancing feet all organized. And whether you were prepared for it or not, you just find yourself dancing. Well, this song is one of those kind of dance hall rhythms that can never die. And as we listen to this one, we will know why reggae music is gonna be with us forever and ever. Set.
Thank you.
You're
sister, so this is
my if you have my father, you have my baby, son, wife, and if you want to run down hall, and if you want that profession, and if a son, wife, was your father, and you don't want to charge you, and if you want to run down hall, and if you want that profession, hey, this is the special is not even.
Thank you.
because you're good people, so you deserve the best. If you want to hear some more, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together once more for Bonnie Raylan!
Forever.
Look out for Eastern Vibrations coming your way. The man called Burning Spirit also will be here.